This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Bonnie.
Coming up, Aria, you've got a story about someone banned from DoorDash as a customer. Not because they're like doing something as a Dasher that might be offensive.
And it's also not because they're like tipping and then once their order gets delivered, they take back their tip. Apparently you can do that. I don't know because I've never attempted to.
Nobody's ever done it to me, but I knew it was possible.
So
I didn't know it was possible. But she's not doing anything like that.
We'll find out what she was doing allegedly here in moments to get her banned from the DoorDash app. And of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. We were talking a little bit about the economy, inflation and such. And of course, that's always in the news, and I had a related piece here about shoppers cutting back. What are some of the things that shoppers are doing right now to deal with the inflation situation? You're welcome to join us, though. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts to start things out here. Dan is in Nebraska. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey guys, yes. And you know, I'm calling in mostly because of the first story you guys opened up the show. And honestly, to me, I do agree with your guys' take ultimately. But the thing is that I have nothing on principle against something like UBI. But yeah, I think the way that they want to hand it out based on identity, it disappoints me because I think that these kinds of things ultimately are just going to foster ill will among, you know, some people, you know, towards those groups.
So you don't oppose this for any ideological reasons. You just think that if they were to give $900 a month to people for being trans or non-binary, that it would make the cis people angry?
That is actually kind of part of it, to be honest.
Well, Dan doesn't have any principles from what I can tell.
No.
So
I actually do, Ian. This is my moral system. I am a consequentialist and a rule utilitarian, and
I don't know what
from
those,
those two points. Well, for one, I care more about you know what the consequences of my actions are, and that's where the motivation comes
but
from.
But you advocated for war. Sorry to cut you off. I'm in shock right now. You care about the consequences of your actions, but you advocated that we need to go to war in Ukraine.
Well, because the consequences of doing that are better than the consequences of not doing it.
Weighing two hypotheticals. You can't know what the consequences of not going to war are versus the consequences of going to war. And even after having gone to war, you wouldn't be able to say, okay, well, this list of consequences is a direct result of this decision that we made. That's not the way the world works. We're constantly working in these gray areas where we don't know what the consequences will be. The best we can do is make a very, very short-sighted, narrow-minded decision based on extremely simple cause and effect that doesn't seem to have that much actual relation to reality.
Wait, so, Aria, does your moral system not rely on prediction, at least to some degree? Does it not rely on
It absolutely does, but I recognize that those are predictions made with extremely limited information and made by an extremely short-sighted individual. Like I don't know that, you know, it's a good thing that I didn't go on a killing spree today, right? That it seems to me, based on the information I have available, that that's a positive thing. But for all I know, if I had gone on a killing spree, I would have killed the next Hitler. You know, we don't know what the actual consequences are going to be.
Hitler is so low.
Right, we're weighing likelihoods against likelihoods, but we don't know what the actual numbers representing any of these things are. Maybe the actual likelihood of there being a Hitler out there is a lot higher than you think. Maybe it's a lot lower power. We have no idea.
Well, we do know. I'm gonna go out on this limb and say that going to war usually results in more innocent people being killed than not going to war.
That was going to be the point that I made. What we do know, next Hitler aside, is that if I had gone on a killing spree today, I would have taken people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that. And my moral code says that would have been wrong. Maybe some greater good would have resulted from it centuries from now, where, you know, someone's great-great-grandchild would have been the next Mussolini or whatever.
But you don't know.
But we don't know.
And whatever reason you have for going on a killing spree, it doesn't make it not going on a killing spree just because you call it war.
Well, okay, so Ian, are you telling me that if an ally who's a little bit more directly allied with us, like South Korea or Japan, was attacked by, say, North Korea? The United States.
Well, that's not
me,
bro.
There. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, I don't make deals to ally myself with governments.
The U.S. doesn't have it. So if North Korea attacks South Korea, we definitely have to get involved.
I don't have to get involved, and I would not get involved.
No. Don't you know that the founding fathers of the United States recommended against entangling alliances? Do you think there was a reason for that?
They could never have predicted what it would have been like in a world with nukes, in a world with, you know, the Soviet.
What does that have to do with anything?
I disagree. They probably could have imagined these things, but what they never imagined was that the government would have nukes and the average person wouldn't, and that therefore the average person would have absolutely no ability to check the power of their government.
Switzerland, by the way, was neutral for many, many decades until just recently. I think they just, like, removed their neutrality to intervene in the Ukraine situation in some way. But prior to that, throughout world wars, they stayed put. They left matters be, and they were fine. If you want to go blow things up and you want to go kill people, then by all means, you go ahead and do that. My moral system does not allow me to participate in acts like that, no matter what I believe the consequences are. My morals say you're only allowed to use violence in self-defense. But if you don't have those morals, then you go do what you want.
And you just proved that he doesn't have principles by saying that. Principles mean you don't kill people. If you don't want to kill people because of your principles, that means you don't kill people. You don't call it something else like war and then kill people and say, I have principles.
Well, he could have principles that, you know, it's okay to kill people. That could be his principle.
It kind of sounds like it is.
No, I have a really thought-out ideology, and I try to stay, look, I try to stay consistent with it. I'm human. Sometimes I go back and forth on things like everybody else. I think, though,
I don't go back and forth on killing people.
Simplicity is key. If you have a very simple, to the core principle system, then you don't go back and forth on things.
Well, this is the problem with being a utilitarian, as he described himself. A utilitarian is someone who is only concerned with the ends. So a utilitarian says, like he was saying, well, I go back and forth. Which way is going to result in the world that I want to see? Which way is going to result
in... But he's basing that on assumptions and false information.
That's why he keeps going back and forth, because he doesn't have enough information or whatever. He changes his mind about what he considers to be the goal.
When the information changes, my opinion is also liable to change, and I do change my mind on things.
Right, but you are looking at what you want the ends to be, and so you will do whatever it takes to get to those ends, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
see,
true.
You have
that's
no morals.
True. No, I do have morals, Ian. I mean, look.
I see your point. Utilitarianism is directly counter to having a moral system.
Right, a utilitarian will do whatever it takes to get to the ends that they've identified.
Yeah.
They'll kill whoever they need to kill.
What I think is moral is alleviating suffering and harm reduction.
So if you can do that by Thanos, whatever his name is in the Marvel movies, if you can do that by snapping your fingers and annihilating, just instantly vaporizing half of all life form in the universe, would you do it?
I mean, look, getting rid of...
No, yes or no? Are you really hesitating on that question,
really
Dave? Are you really hesitating about whether or not you'd annihilate half of all life in the universe?
No, I mean, look...
You are!
Yeah, he is.
The answer to that question is no!
You know what? I'll be honest. If I had the glove, I don't think I would do it, but I don't know. I guess
you you would, bro.
You don't think you would
the
do
power
it?
Well,
let's define like alleviating suffering. I think that alleviating suffering for myself while hurting other people is meaningless. It doesn't alleviate any suffering because all people are connected in some way. And if I'm hurting other people to make myself in any way, shape, or form feel better, and that goes for people who think they are the United States, hurting other people to alleviate the United States of suffering does not alleviate anyone's suffering. All it does is cause.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about morals or the lack thereof. And Dan is still on the line. We're going to bring him back here in just a moment. But if you want to join us again, 603-283-6160. Ian, Aria, Bonnie here tonight. Dan described himself. He's from Nebraska. He's been calling in regularly, although he's called the show for a very long time. Just recently, he's been calling a little bit more often, so we've been getting to know him a little bit better. But he described himself as a utilitarian and a consequentialist. And a utilitarian, as I understand it, is someone who's, for them, it is the ends that is what matters, and they will take whatever steps that they are able, that they will support nearly anything to get to those ends, as long as they believe that the ends are the best for society or for whatever their interests are. And Dan, I want to bring you back on the line here in Nebraska. I don't know if you had a chance to respond or express yourself appropriately, so I wanted to go ahead and give you that opportunity.
Yes. Yeah, I guess I appreciate that description. Like, I would also say I consider myself to be a rule utilitarian, as somebody who calculates the overall utility of having a particular rule or premise or, you know, like moral principle. Like you guys were saying, I don't have principles. My utilitarianism is based off of utilitarianism of each principle rather than the act.
Hold on, I want to go back to these rules.
Yeah, that wasn't clear on what a rule utilitarian is.
So you weigh the costs and benefits of various policies and implementations, and you assign them some sort of numeric value, and you then do a calculation to determine whether or not that rule or that regulation or that whatever, that policy, has a result that is a number higher or lower than what you would like. So you take all of humanity and you quantify it, you assign numbers to things and actions, and you say, okay, well, if the number is greater than X, then this is good.
Yes. I mean, effectively, yes.
Wow, I could not understand a word of what you were saying, which is too complex for me, Aria, but apparently that exactly was what he does. So you understood him.
How do you come up with these calculations? I have to imagine you're just pulling them out of thin air.
How could you generate...
It depends on the issue. Go ahead.
Okay, let's take the simplest issue, that murder is wrong, or that it's wrong to initiate violence. Okay, let's take that simple...
I don't think he would agree with that, though.
That's not really the kind of thing that, like, see, here's the deal. This one's easy for me, because making murder, for instance, illegal greatly reduces the number of murders. So it's a no-brainer to make it illegal, right?
Does it? Like, yeah, I don't know if that's a fact.
Did you call here, like, a week ago and advocate murdering a bunch of people from Russia?
But he calls it war, so it's
okay.
Different.
Yeah, that's not murder. Murder's when it's
illegal.
That's what
he thinks.
Oh, so murder is when we
this
say
is a standard statist talking point. It's not murder when the police do it. It's not murder when the military does it, see?
They really believe that people don't have to abide by the same moral principles when they are the government.
Right. You just put on a uniform and a badge, and then it's no longer murder when you kill somebody without any provocation.
We try to pick the people who most closely resemble our own moral systems when we vote for them. So that
we do?
Hopefully. Okay, people who vote. I know you guys don't vote, but people like me who vote,
I think I'll give you that one. You know, when I go to vote, I vote for the people whose moral systems most closely align with mine.
In most cases,
and I don't think
though,
any of them run on murder.
In most cases, though, in most places where you're voting, you almost have no one that can align with your belief system.
Right, that's why you end up writing in, like, John McAfee or whatever.
In New Hampshire, though, we actually do have libertarians and volunteer types actually running for office. So we really are unusual in that we can really vote for somebody that aligns with our moral systems. But in 99.9% of political jurisdictions, libertarians have no one that even comes close. Because everyone that runs for office supports violence.
I said we actually had one in the state, like, a few years ago in the state senate.
Wow, one whole libertarian. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Again, that's it. That's all I got for Dan for tonight. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Well, I think that his ideology is an extremely imbalanced left brain ideology, where he believes that he can calculate things like net loss of suffering.
Mm.
I think that people making their own choices would be able to do that. They're the only ones that can do that perfectly, is figure out for themselves. Each individual can calculate.
Well, even the individual is going to be wrong more often than not, or at least as often as they are right, because we just don't know. I mean, most people don't know what they like and what they don't like, and they won't know it until they try it.
Well, but if the individual wants to make themselves suffer, then they're certainly welcome to do that.
What I'm saying is, if they are forced not to do certain things or to do certain things, then they don't have the choice to do it or not. But if they have a choice, they can figure it out. But you can't figure it out if you're forced to do it one way or another. Well, and he's advocating for rules. And
right, Dan's rules, whatever it is that Dan thinks.
He can puppet string society into perfection, and it doesn't work like that.
This is a typical central plan statist. I mean, this viewpoint is so common amongst people out there.
Is it though? I've never met anyone else who was like, yes, I can reduce human suffering to a series of numbers and calculations, and I can determine what is best.
I guess I should say it's common amongst politicians.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the people just get snookered into believing these folks. Like, oh, well, we need a UBI because that will, you know, reduce people's suffering. I mean, so they look at it from whatever perspective they have, which, of course, is completely biased towards whatever their interests are. And that's why whenever there's some sort of government program proposed, you always have to ask, well, who benefits? And, you know, why are they motivated to do the things that they're doing? Who decides what is good for people? Well, apparently Dan wants to be the one who decides, and or his favorite politicians. And they're not necessarily in line with my morals or my belief set. So what they want or what they consider to be good for mankind, I probably will not agree with in any way, shape, or form. And if they believe that it's okay to torture a small group of people in order so that the rest of the people can live a wonderful life, they will do that because they believe that that's what's good for society.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of the, you know, first of all, the whole good of society, that's a conceit, right? That's a fiction. You could say, okay, well, this is better for 51% of all individuals, and this is worse for 51% of all individuals. But you can't, the society doesn't benefit, doesn't gain. Just like people like to make that argument about the drug war. Well, you have to make heroin illegal because it damages society or whatever. No, society is not a thing that is capable of experiencing harm or good. It's just, right. It's just this fiction. So let's throw that out from the very beginning, right? What we're ultimately dealing with is a fundamental question of whether or not it's okay to harm one individual to benefit another individual or another group of individuals.
That's right. And my answer says yes.
My answer to that is always, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to benefit society in the long run, so I'm going to err on the side of caution. I know that one individual will be directly harmed. I know that, and
so
that's where I'm stopping.
Even if I know, somehow, even if I could somehow see the future and say that people would benefit by harming that individual, my morals say you can't do it.
You know, I agree.
Just because.
And that's a fact, is you can't, so it is a,
because
it is unknowable.
Yeah, I can't answer the question.
Because to me, ultimately, the ends do not justify the means. The number is 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he's planning on sending any illegal immigrants captured at the border to our nation's capital.
They themselves have been putting these migrants on buses to San Antonio. So I said, I got a better idea. As opposed to busing these people to San Antonio, let's continue the ride all the way to Washington, D.C.
Some California lawmakers say one of the mass murder suspects shouldn't have been on the streets. Assemblyman James Gallagher voicing his strong opposition.
And here we go. You know, we have... You know, someone with a long rap sheet who should never had no business being out of prison.
Smiley Martin, one of the suspects in connection to the deadly Sacramento mass murders, had been released early from prison in February, despite prosecutors' efforts to keep him behind bars. USA Radio News. A sweeping postal reform bill is in the books.
With this bill, we're repealing the pre-funding mandate and setting the Postal Service on a more sustainable and stable financial footing.
President Biden signing the measure during a White House ceremony. The bill got strong bipartisan support in Congress after years of wrangling. On Wednesday, a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee held a hearing to examine potential price gouging by oil companies. Testifying remotely at the hearing, Chevron Corporation's CEO Michael Wirth says that Chevron is investing in increased production in America.
We do not control the market price of crude oil or natural gas, nor of refined products like gasoline and diesel fuel. And we have no tolerance for price gouging.
During the hearing, Democrats, without proof, accused the oil company executives of gouging consumers. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join the show. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. We've got a story about people and responding to inflation, changing their shopping habits as a result of that. Plus a woman banned from DoorDash as a customer. We'll explain what happened here in a few moments. Of course, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. But by the way, we mentioned that the Bitcoin conference is going on down there in Miami. And I did a little check here, a little quick audit on the CoinMap. And CoinMap, as far as I know, is still the biggest map of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency accepting businesses on the planet. If I'm wrong about that, I would like to be corrected. But it's been around for a very, very long time. And
I'm curious why, you know, AnyPay's map was as successful as it was. Because now I'm thinking about this, you know, what mechanism are these businesses using in order to accept cryptocurrency as payments? It can't just be the owner there happens to be there with their Edge wallet or their Exodus wallet or Konami wallet or whatever. So there has to be some sort of point of sale system, but it's not BitPay. And it's not
AnyPay. It was for a long time. BitPay had one. I mean, it could be.
Do they?
Yeah, I presume they still have it.
BitPay does online, right?
I thought BitPay was a third-party type of thing that they didn't actually... You didn't get the cryptocurrency.
No, you do. You can. Okay. So BitPay was basically, before AnyPay came out, BitPay was the only real option that you could use to accept Bitcoin at an actual point of sale. And at that time, this was so long ago that BitPay only took Bitcoin at that time. So we're talking about before Bitcoin Cash even came out, it was the only option. So it was the same situation where you would check out, you'd get your total from the cashier, they would type in the number on the BitPay app, and then it would come up with a QR code, you'd scan it, pay it, and it would say paid. You know, so AnyPay basically...
That's pretty much still how BitPay works.
Yeah, AnyPay basically copied that, and they should have, because it's a simple system, and it works well. And AnyPay was the first company to allow another currency. So that was what AnyPay was noteworthy for, was not only were they competing with BitPay, but they would allow businesses to accept payments in Bitcoin or Dash when they first came out. They later added Bitcoin Cash, and then subsequently added Doge and Bitcoin SV.
They did add Doge?
Yeah, Doge. Okay. Last I looked, it was still on AnyPay.
Nice. They do Monero, right?
No.
That's
too complicated. I don't know when.
I do know that they're big fans of Monero, and they like Monero, but yeah, Monero is a completely different beast.
Totally. Can do it with the regulations?
Well, I don't think it's regulations that are the issue. Oh. It's a technical challenge, let's say that, because Monero was built from scratch, unlike a lot of these other cryptos, which were used the Bitcoin code. They took the Bitcoin code and they just changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Monero is completely different from the ground up from Bitcoin. To implement Monero, if you just want to implement Dash or Litecoin or something like that, it's not that hard by comparison if you've already done Bitcoin, but doing Monero is a lot more work.
If you have a wallet on your phone that supports Edge, the easiest way of understanding the difference in complexity would just be to go to receive and look at the QR code for Bitcoin Cash. And then look at your receive QR code for Monero.
It's way longer.
Mm. Yeah, it's significantly more complicated. Mm. Just the QR code has way more dots. Data. Yeah.
And isn't your private key for Monero one less word?
No. The Monero private keys seeds have 25 words. They actually have one more word.
And one more word. Yeah.
And, I knew there's difference word keys
with that.
So anyway, to get back into the map situation. So coinmap.org. Sorry, Miami, you are not the Bitcoin capital in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, you've got a lot of Bitcoin ATMs around. That's true. There's a lot of those in Miami.
Has anyone ever accused Bitcoin of being the Bitcoin capital?
Miami?
Yeah.
I think that's what the mayor of Miami wants to pretend like, because he likes Bitcoin.
Well, you got
to
have some businesses that actually accept cryptocurrency.
Apparently you don't. They've got a bull now in Miami. And
it doesn't even have a Bitcoin symbol on it.
And why would you want to be the Bitcoin capital of the world anyway? I don't know if the mayor of Miami has noticed this or not, but Bitcoin, it kind of sucks as a currency.
Yeah, that's the thing. These people at the Bitcoin conference don't care about that. They're not interested in Bitcoin being a currency. They just want it to be this sort of digital gold that you buy and hold and hope number go up.
It is good at that. But it's not a good currency.
Yeah. Well, it was intended to be a currency, because if you look at Satoshi Nakamoto's white paper, it says peer-to-peer electronic cash. And unfortunately, very few people are using Bitcoin as electronic cash. And there are very few places where you could even use Bitcoin as electronic cash. If you look at the coin map for, let's just say, restaurants and food locations, which I did. And I was looking just to see, is there anywhere that we could go? If we were in Miami right now for the Bitcoin conference, it's cool to go out and, spend some Bitcoin, right? Let's go get some sushi or whatever it is. There's got to be some place in Miami where you can go and you can spend your Bitcoin. But no.
That's almost twice a week thing here in Keene for some people.
No, I'm sorry. I looked here, and there's one quote-unquote restaurant in Hollywood. Actually, I missed that one before. I guess because they weren't in Miami. Nope, that restaurant is closed.
Hollywood is also a place in Miami?
It's just north of Miami Beach. It's a beach. Mm. So in Miami proper, there's only three or four places, and all of them are closed. They don't exist anymore. And one place is still open. One place on the map. Still open. Their map entry is from 2013. I called them. And they do not take Bitcoin.
Oh, wow.
I'm not surprised. I mean, they haven't been asked about it. You're probably the first person who's asked them about this in 9 years.
Yeah. So that's it. I mean, that's, I'm sorry, Miami, you're just not the number one place. You're not even close. You know, when you factor out the ATM locations, if we were to go in here and actually take the time to look through every single entry on this map, I guarantee you we would knock out more than 50% of them as far as...
I tend to agree.
Just out of business. Most of them we wouldn't even have to call because their websites are gone, the businesses are gone, and those few that are remaining, all we would have to do is just call them up and say, hey, do you accept Bitcoin? And I bet you it's probably a tenth. If my success in Austin is any indicator, it's probably a very small fraction of the businesses on here. Now, maybe you would argue, oh, that's because CoinMap's out of date. All right, well, where do I go? Where do I go to find out where I can go and spend cryptocurrency? The fact is, that's just not what people are doing in the Bitcoin sphere, except for the Dash and the Bitcoin Cash people.
This is why the AnyPay map was so awesome, right? Because it would tell
you... It's gone now, though.
I know, but the next person who does this needs to imitate what they did. It monitored how frequently these places had transactions. They hadn't had one in 3 months, they would turn yellow, or within 30 days, they would turn yellow or something. If it had been more than 3 months or something, they would turn red. So you could look and you go, oh, well, this place hasn't had a cryptocurrency transaction in, 6 years. They probably don't still accept cryptocurrency.
Right. Yeah, keeping them fresh is very important. And
AnyPay was able to do that because they were the point of sale generating these invoices.
Correct. So they knew when things were happening.
And they don't have the map anymore at all, right?
No, not the last I've seen. I don't know why they decided to get rid of it. I'm not able to, technically, I don't think, speak with Derek and Steven under the bail conditions, so I have not really been doing that.
I could speak with them, but they're not going to answer me, so... It would be pointless for me to ask.
So, I wish that the crypto community focused on this, but they don't.
It's more fun to talk about hodling and, Shiba Inu or whatever. I doubt the Bitcoin maximalists are talking about Shiba, but...
It's just so sad, though, because, if you want these things to really take off, then they should be useful. And that's what we focused on here in Keene, New Hampshire, and that's why I still say Keene is the number one city in all of the United States. Now, we don't beat the islands. We don't beat St. Martin's or St. Kitts, but we kill the rest of the United States.
Why would you think the number would go up if it has no actual value?
The only reason it would go up is if people just keep believing that it will and keep buying it.
And that's dumb.
It should have value because then it has utility, right? Like, if it has utility, it has value, then it will keep its value at some level because people are using it for something besides just holding and hoping. The number is 603-283-6160. But thank goodness for the folks out there doing Bitcoin Cash and Dash. Those guys are still bringing Bitcoin or crypto-accepting businesses on board, and they're doing what it takes. So more coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. The phone's open here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian. Oops, sorry, Aria. That's the second time I've done that to you.
It's okay. Aria.
And Bonnie.
You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features there, and I do want to say thanks to Ken Doyle, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum supporter of the AMPS Patreon, which you can join over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live onto more great radio stations all around the country, so and new internet listeners as well. So thank you, Ken, for that. Definitely appreciate it. Speaking of internet listeners, Bonnie, you've done something recently for Free Talk Live, which no one asked you to do. You just kind of came up with it on your own volition.
That's not it. We should be promoting this.
Hmm. Yeah, you created a TikTok account for Free Talk Live. It is at Free Talk Live.
That's I was really happy I got that account. There wasn't a troll that created it or something and posted weird things or whatever. So we have at Free Talk Live, no underscores or anything, on TikTok.
Yeah, and you actually did this, I don't know, a couple months ago, I think. It's been a few weeks.
Maybe like a month ago.
Yeah.
And I was a little disappointed with my first video's views, but we have a Generation Z friend who gave me some pointers. And
there's also a learning curve, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously, the very first video I ever made, you know, to put online was absolutely awful, and I hope to God it's no longer available on the internet. I'm too lazy to go and check. But at least, like, the first dozens were just absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case, she's clipping the show. So
yeah, well, she's made it was not absolutely terrible, but there's still a learning curve.
I think my first video was pretty bad because TikToks are supposed to be short, and I was like, oh, I'll put this whole 3-minute phone call because everybody will love this phone call. And you just need to, like, do the highlights of phone calls for TikTok. So
The problem, of course, is attention spans of especially of young people, because TikTok is a young person's app, right? Primarily, I don't know what their demographics are, but it's skewing very young, I imagine.
Everybody that's been liking the video so far, I see just their pictures come up, and I'm like, look at all the young people.
Yeah, well, here's the thing that's funny is there's a lot of people who will watch the videos, so they're getting shared, and this is because of, you said, your Generation Z friend who suggested that you tag it with something that makes it so people see it for whatever reason. So he's got, like, the magic tag that all of a sudden gets to the
videos.
Yes,
I want people to watch my content.
Right.
Right, literally. I was like, well, are you sure that will work? It's hashtag FYP, which is For You Page, which is basically
you're
your
homepage.
Giving
away the secrets.
Oh. Everybody knows that who's under, who wasn't born in the 1900s. Hundreds, apparently, is what they
will
say.
Will you not say that, please? Or at least put it differently, right?
I was also born in the 1900s, so
you
that clip with Dan might be worth it. You know, if him not saying that he wouldn't snap his finger to annihilate half of all living things.
Yes, and if I had the glove.
So you did that. You shared these videos. They got a bunch of views, like hundreds of views. But of course, you know, we don't know how many of them are actually completing it. They've got statistics, I guess, but we're not clear on how often they update the statistics, if it's like once a day or once.
Well, do we really care? I mean, we want. I guess we do.
Well, if you're going to put a clip up, you would hope somebody would watch the whole thing. If
right
not,
now,
it means they're not interested, right?
Our most viewed video is a video of you two talking about how the government has made us slaves with the monetary system,
nice.
And it has 2,600 views.
Now,
that is crushing our YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. But was that the one that you sponsored or no?
Yes, I promoted this one. I put $10 on it. The one that's gotten the most organic, like I couldn't sponsor it because they said it was promoting violence with nobody's speech at the independence thing. And it got 455 views on its own. Just with the FYP.
And didn't they deny you a video because it was like anti-government or something like that?
That was anti-government, and it said violence one. And then I made this one.
Well, they let you upload it. They just wouldn't let you promote it.
Yeah. Okay. I tried to promote this one with you, Arya, speaking at Porkfest, and they said no because of profanity.
But that's fair.
The only reason they let them.
I started out with profanity on that one.
The only reason they let them be uploaded is because they just don't know, right? Like, no one's looking. So
yeah, so I'm afraid if I keep trying to promote them, that's going to give a target or something. I think now I've gotten enough of a snowball to not promote them.
I suspect in the same way that the online Chinese streaming companies do not want us to be on their platforms, I suspect TikTok is going to be the same way once they find out about the content of the show.
I don't know. We spend so much of our time criticizing the American government and what the United States government is doing. I'm not really sure they would have an issue with it.
Yeah,
I know. I was so surprised that they didn't like my burning American flag emoji. I was like, I thought China would love this.
That doesn't help us on the other Chinese platforms. The content of the, like, the fact that we're not in favor of the U.S. government.
Yes, but TikTok is not a Chinese platform.
Yes, they are.
I know. That's why I'm doing. Listeners can't see that. They are owned by a Chinese company, but they're trying not to do the Chinese approach, right? Because, I mean, this isn't, this isn't WeChat we're talking about, right? Where we're trying to upload our videos to WeChat to reach a Chinese audience. She's uploading them to TikTok to try to reach a worldwide audience.
Yeah, and the statistics I see, I don't know if they're really up to date or anything, they showed that it's almost 99% America.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on it. It's interesting. It's an interesting experiment. You can go to at Free Talk Live on TikTok. So if you're on TikTok, please give us a follow, like some videos, share some your favorite clips there. We have no idea when they're going to take us off.
Could we, like, set up TikTok.freetalklive.com to automatically go there?
I did that earlier. I just hadn't checked it.
Nice.
To see if it was working.
One thing that's great about having a TikTok for Free Talk Live is it's so easy to share a TikTok video anywhere. Like, I can send any, even without having somebody else having an account, I can send a TikTok to somebody via text message, so people can share the show that way really easily.
It is there, by the way. TikTok.freetalklive.com will take you right to it. Let's go to Kadu. He's in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, Kadu.
Hey, yeah, I appreciate you guys being civil with that utilitarian guy, Dan.
It's hard to stay civil with somebody who believes in murdering people.
I actually kind of felt bad about it on one of the breaks. I was like, I appreciate his, he's a seeker, kind of. He kind of has his mind closed, but he believes himself to be a seeker. And most seekers will find, so.
I hope so.
But you guys are doing a good job with it, because I do appreciate his openness and honesty, and
I appreciate his willingness to have a conversation. I mean, that is one thing you can say about Dan, is he is willing to talk, and he's willing to call back and continue a conversation at another time.
And, and not in a rude way. And also, you said briefly that, like, you think it's maybe not that common of you, but it's common among politicians. I was thinking about that, and I think it actually is very common among people.
What is his
perspective? That utilitarian kind of outlook.
That but the ends justify people, the means?
Yeah, but I don't think it, like Dan, kind of unlike Dan, I think the majority of people are holding this view in, like, an unconscious way.
Yeah.
And I think if it were conscious, unlike Dan, I think a lot of people would see that it doesn't hold up and it doesn't make sense. Like my father, for instance, I could tell that, like, he has this utilitarian view in a way that he's not aware of. Like, he doesn't get that he's doing this thing. And I sense that if he realized what, like, and if you're more to, like, willing to flesh it out and have it exposed, he would see that it doesn't hold up. But at one level, that's one thing I like about Dan, is because he's engaging and he's openly admitting these things that people hold unconsciously and they have no idea.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think a recent example of somebody who might hold a view like this without realizing it, this sort of common perspective that you're talking about, would be somebody who we had a guy call recently talking about, oh, you know, immigrants at the border, the usual kind of right-wing conservative talking points. But I said, well, don't you favor small government?
Oh, this is the guy who was like, I'm an anarchist. Right?
Well, there was one like that, but yeah, there has been more than one of them recently. And it's like, yo, I'm sorry, you cannot hold those two beliefs simultaneously. You cannot be in favor of smaller government and then advocate for a bigger government to restrict the border. But for him, the ends justify the means, even though he doesn't realize the means means bigger government.
The main one I thought of is the people who say, oh, my body, my choice, you can't tell me I can't get an abortion, which I agree with, but then they don't understand that same principle applies to the vaccinations. There's a lot of people who simultaneously hold those two beliefs. Yeah. Oh, but the society overall will be better if we all get vaccines.
That's
pretty much the same argument they used to push abortion. The Planned Parenthood used to push abortion in the first place. Now, society would do better if we convince all the black people to get abortions. That's what Planned Parenthood more or less put forward, or the founder of Planned Parenthood more or less put forward as her justification for allowing them.
Thank you, Kadu, for the call. Great point tonight. Appreciate it. There's a lot of people who are just completely unconscious as far as, I guess, NPC would be the right term.
Cognitive dissonance.
There's that too. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll get into this person who's been banned from DoorDash as a customer, and we'll find out why on the way. Aria's got the story. Hour 3.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.